课堂听 class.com。
Foreign language learning in the United States.
美国学生的外语学习。
Words and expressions.
单词和短语。
Immersion.
沉浸。
Effective.
有效的。
Elementary.
基础的。
No child left behind.
001绝不让一个孩子落后法案。2002年1月8日，美国总统布什签署的新教育改革法案。
Association.
协会。
Arabic.
阿拉伯语。
Biblical.
圣经的。
Hebrew.
希伯来语。
It seems more and more Americans want schools to teach foreign languages to children younger than 5 years old. The most popular way to teach these young children another language is the method called immersion. Children in immersion programs hear only the new language in the classroom.The children play games, sing songs, and talk to one another in the new language. Some experts say immersion programs are the most effective way for young children to learn a language. But there can be a problem when children in the United States begin to learn another language at such an early age.Not many elementary schools continue the effort as the children get older. Only 7 of the 50 states require schools to teach a foreign language to students between the ages of 6 and 12. Language experts say it is easier for younger children to learn a language.Still, American schools generally do not begin to teach foreign languages until secondary school. By then, students are about 13 years old. American schools face difficult choices about the cost of educational programs. The federal government has increased support for foreign language study in its education law called No Child Left Behind. At the college level, the Modern Language Association says more students than ever are studying foreign languages. The group recently announced its findings for the period from 1998until 2002. The number of students who studied foreign languages in American colleges and universities increased by 17%. Spanish is the most widely taught language in American colleges and universities. Other popular languages include French, German, Japanese, Chinese, and Italian. The Modern Language Association says more languages are being studied now than in the past. It says the largest growth since 1998 has been in the study of American Sign Language,Arabic, and Biblical Hebrew. The association says about 9% of college students in the United States study foreign languages. That is the highest level since 1972.